Okay, the topic of tonight is the iser, or lack of it, of hana'a and hishtamshus b'muksa. As we know from the sugyas we've been learning here in Perikol Kalim and beyond, that there's an iser tiltul muksa. We spoke last week about the various makoros for the iser of tiltul muksa, which is the fundamental iser muksa. And then we also know from various indications that there's an iser of achilas muksa. For example, the mission of the very beginning of Beisa, the famous machlokes Beshamay Beshilal in the context of Beis HaShenolda expresses the machlokes in terms of achila. Beis HaShenolda b'yamte, Beshamay Amim Teachel, Beisil Amim Lo Teachel. So it's clear that there's an iser tiltul. That's the most famous aspect of muksa. And it's also clear that there's an iser of achila. The question is there a corollary of an iser hana or hishtamshus b'muksa if it doesn't involve tiltul or achila? So the different places to start this discussion, both in Perikol Kisvei and Perikol Kalim, but let's start from the Sugya and Daf Kuf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there says that Nachri Shehidlik Asaner Mishtamesh La'oro Yisrael Vim Yisrael Yisrael Zasir. So even though there's an Isra of Amir La'akum, if a guy lights a Ner for his own purposes and did not intend to benefit the Yisrael per se, then the Yisrael is allowed to be nana from the light that the Nachri turns on, or the fire that the Nachri ignites. So the Ritva here is bothered. Why is that so pashut? Why don't you say that that Ner is nolad? Meaning, at the time the Shabbos began, the Ner was not in existence. The Nachri lights the Ner on Shabbos. So that should be Aser Mishim Nolad, which is a form of Muksa. So why are you allowed to be nana from the Ner Shedliko Akum, even if he didn't intend to benefit you? Bottom line, that should be defined as Nolad. So the Ritva answers, V'yesh Lamar, Shelo Aser Muksa V'Nolad Ela Lachila Ushisiya Ubetiltol. That the Aser Muksa slash Nolad only applies to Tiltol and Achila. Aval Ner V'Kevesh She'om Dimim Koman V'Eino Machasar Mehem V'Lo Metaltolam. Lo asim ba'na midin muksa. But if you have something which is stagnant, it stays in its place, and through your hana'a, it doesn't in any way take away or consume or use up that object, so in that case, there's no iser hana'a midin muksa. So the Ritva sounds like if you are nana in a way that you are mechaser something, so either if you're metaltalit, or if you're ochalit, achila is a form of hana'a, which is mechas or something, then there's an iser of muksa. But if you're not metaltel, and you're not ochel, and you're not mechaser, so there's no iser hana'a per se from muksa. The Rashba writes this as well in Andaf Kuf Tesem and Aleph and Amar Sechta, that there's no iser hana'a min hamuksa. The Rashba there is talking about the sugya, is commenting on the sugya of Masikin Bekalim, Masikin Bishir Bekalim. So in the context of what you are allowed to use to light a fire, so long as there's no tiltol involved, there isn't necessarily an Isser Hana per se min Hamuksa. And that he explains is why. The Gemara is only bothered by being mehapech b'shivrei kelim. The Gemara is bothered, how can you move shivrei kelim in order to use them for hasaka anyantiv, but the Gemara is not bothered by hishtamshus b'shivrei kelim per se. So that's the opinion of the Ritva here on Kuf Kaf Beis. That's the opinion of the Rashba on Kaf Tes, that there's no iser hana'a per se. And that's also the opinion of Tosfos in Pesachim and Daf Kaf Vav Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Chadash, in the sugya of Shvach Eitzim Bepas. So Tosfos there comments that if you bake bread be'isser on Shabbos, so in terms of defining whether there is Shvach Eitzim de'isser, you don't take into consideration the factor of hana b'muksa. That's right, so there's no iser hana b'muksa. Okay, so we have the Ritva, we have the Rashba, we have Tosfos in Pesachim. On the other hand, you do have Rabbeinu Chananel that maybe says otherwise in Beitza and Daf Dalit Amid Beis. The Gemara there, this is parallel to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kaftes that we quoted the Rashi in reference to. But the Gemara says over here, in Beitza Daf Dalit Amud Beis, Amar of Masna, Eitzim Shenashu Mina Dekel Lesocha Tana Beyantiv. If you have wood that falls, or pieces of wood that fall from a dekel tree into a tanur on Yantiv. So this dekel kind of got disintegrated, broke up, or pieces of it broke up on Yantiv and fell into a tanur. Marba aleim eitzim uchanim umasikan. So that would potentially be a problem of nolad, because the eitzim were not ru'uyim lahasaka, or not intended lahasaka when yantiv began. So you're allowed to be marba leim umasikan. You can be mevatel the quantity of the eitzim de'iser with eitzim de'heter that were muchanim lakach mibod yom. And then you don't have to worry about the fact that there are some of the shearings of the dekel tree that are going to contribute to the fire in Yantiv. The Gemara asks, V'haka mehapich b'isura. So why is that mutter? Kevan deruba de'atera ninu, kika mehapich be'atera kamehapich. So why are you allowed to move this around? Haka mehapich b'isura. So you're moving around this. No, since the rov is hetter, that's okay. I have a kamevatel l'isur l'chachila, v'tanan ein mevalin l'isur l'chachila, zahani mila b'deraisa, v'derabana mevalin. Okay. So the Rebbeinu Chananel here comments, Eitzim shenoshim min adeka l'tana b'yant, marbalein eitzim mucharim masik, and the kaimelan, isur eitzim ki agavna gzeirahi midarabana, shema yale v'yelosh. Okay, so we're only talking about Isser Derban of Alpha Gav, the Kaimelon, Emevalin, Isser Lechachila, Biyantiv. Hani Mili Bidaraisa, Val Midarabanan, Aser. Sorry, Val Bidarabanan, Afil Lechachila, Shari. There's no problem with Bittel Isser Lechachila, by an Isser Derabanan. Okay. Vafila of Ashi, the Amr, called over Shesha Matirin, Kigon Hani Eitzim. Dilamachar Sharula Batil. Then they were asked, what about Rav Ashi, who holds that there's no heter of Bittel Isser Lechachila? So how are you allowed to be Mevatel Isser Lechachila here? So Hani Mila Hecha de Issa Be'ine. That's only true where the Isser is Be'en. Aval Hani Eitzim Kvar Nisserfu. So it's no longer Be'en. So it's no problem of Bittel Isser Lechachila where the Eitzim are no longer Be'en. Ulefikach. Butli vishari lemeifa betanur, and therefore, since there's no problem of bittel isur lechachila, you're allowed to bake in the tanur with these eitzim that were otherwise muksa. Okay, so the magia here on the Rebbeinu Chananel comments. The Rebbeinu Chananel says lefikach butli vishari lemeifa betanur. And now that we established that we can evoke bittel isur lechachila, you're allowed to bake in the tanner with these eitzim, says the Magi Mashma, Dilo Bali Aser Lefos. Mashma, that if not for the fact that they're a batel, it would be Aser to bake with these pieces of eitzim. So that sounds like there is an Iser Hana'ah Bimuksa. And that is the opinion of the Agos Maimoni in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Yantiv Os Gimel, quoting from other Bali Tosfos, that if you have pas that a Nachri bakes on Yantiv, that's usher to consume, even if the Nachri baked it for his own purposes, leaving aside issues of pas akum, because that is a forbidden hana'a mimoksa. Okay. Lehalacha. Um, lehalacha. The Magen Avraham paskins in Hilchas Yantiv, Simin Taf Kuftes, that lichachila you should be knowing in Isser Hana'a b'moksa. Like the Diyuk and the Ben Chananel, and like the Bali Tosos quoted in the Hagos Maimini. Now, there is a Marsha of note. The Marsha is in Beis and Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, the Dibur Masul Gemara. The Marsha writes, Lehishtamesh bidavar muksa, kismichas kedera bibikas, ukechizra, vadai aser letaltel, de tashmisha vitiltulo, zehu ke'ein achiloso de aser. So here, the Marsha links Tiltul and Tashmish, and he says that any situation in which Tiltul is Aser, Tashmish also would be Aser, and that is equivalent to Achila. I mean, the Marsha doesn't seem to distinguish the way the Ritva distinguished between, let's use the term Hana Shel Kiloi, and regular Hana. I mean, the Ritva seems to distinguish between a kind of Hana where you are mechaseret, which would be aser, and a hana where you're not mechaser. So achila is hana where you are mechaser, that's aser. A regular hana where you're not mechaser would be mutter. And the Marsha says that seems to equate tiltul to tashmish because that's all gain achila. He doesn't consider different kinds of tashmish. There is a piece in the Sipler in Beitz Simen Dalid, where he tries to work out the contradictory indications in Rishonim, and he makes a suggestion that, at least according to many Rishonim, there may be an Isser Hishtamshus, but there may not be an Isser Hana. Meaning, that if you have a product that was formed through use of something that was Muksa, so after the fact, you could be nana from that product. So, lichachila, let's say you have atse muksa, that's a diyuk in the Rebbeinu Chananel and Beitza. Lichachila, you have atse muksa, so you wouldn't be able to use those atse muksa, even if it's not a hana shel kiloi, because that is an iser, hishtamshus. But if you already were mevashel using those atse muksa, and you created a new product, so then that product would be a mutter b'hana, because at that point you're no longer being mishtamesh b'muksa. So it may be usher to be nehana actively from, sorry, maybe usher to be mishtamesh actively from something with something that is muksa, but once you have, or another person has violated that isser ishtamshus, and you have a product which is a result of that ishtamshus, that product may end up being mutter v'hana. Now, the way the Rashba, I think it fits the Rashba, the way the Rashba writes in Daf Kavtes is Shelo Asru Ela Lataltalo Oli Achlo. So the Yisr Mux is only b'tiltul or b'achila, v'afilu l'hishtamish bo b'yadayim. Not only is it usher to be metaltul or be ochel. Remember, the Rashba began this piece by saying ein iser lehanos menamuksa. There's no iser hana. But even though there's no iser hana, the Rashba says not only is it usher to be metaltul or to be ochel muksa, but it's even usher to be nishtamish b'muksa. Tafilu lehishtamish bo biyadayim kigon hadlaka. Oh, lismach bo kariyamitz, or to lean your bed against a muksa object. Tafilu bimkomo she'enam azizu mezatul. Even if you're leaning against the muksa object in a way that you're not going to cause the muksa object to move. So there's still an iser hishtamshus, even if the hishtamshus does not result in tiltul. Aval hana b'mimela shapir dami, but if you have hana that emerges mimela from a hishdamshus b'muksa, that would be mutter. So that's this distinction between hana'ah and hishtamshus, that hishtamshus may be usur even if it doesn't involve any tiltal, but hana'ah, haba mimela, would be mutter. And that's what Mishnah Berurah paskins as well, in Simin Tuf Kuf Zayin Se'if Katan Tes, in Hilchas Yantiv. This din in the Gemara in Beitza, that Af Al Pish, the Shulchan Aruch says, Af Al Pish Eitzim Shinashim Min Adekel B'Yantiv B'Shabbos Shalafanav Asu La'Sikan. So that's the Gemara in Beitza, Rav Masna, that if you have shearings from the tree that fall into the fire, fall down on Yantiv, you're not allowed to use them for firewood. But im nashu b'yantiv b'sachatane or marmalei emeitzim uchanim, if they do fall out on Yantiv, then you keep them mevatel yisr l'chachila. And the Ramah says, shelo yiyu eitzei yisr nikarim, in a fashion in which you can't recognize that which is the eitzei yisr. So the Mishnah Berurah there writes, the muksa eino aser b'hana haba meileha rak the aser l'taltel muksa olish damishba afil below tiltel. So the Mishnah writes there is an iser of tiltel and ishtamshus, but there's no iser of hana. So the Rav Kiveger in his Agos on Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Kafei, Se'if Katan Tes, Kiveger notes that according to this Rashba that distinguishes between Hana'ah and Hishtamshus, it would even be usur to sit on a rock on Shabbos, a heavy rock, in a situation in which you're not going to move the rock. If there is an Isur Hishtamshus, so I'm be Mishtamish be'Evan if I use the Evan as a chair. So I can't sit on a rock even if I'm not going to be metallical the rock. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says based on the Rashba. And that's against a Ramban in our sugi here on Kuf Kuf Beis, where the Ramban writes, the Ramban addressing the same sugi of Nachri Shehila Gassaner, the Ramban writes, V'lekha Mishem Muksa, D'mishtamish Ba'al Mahu, Ucha Yoshev al Evan Dami. So the Ramban writes that Hishtamshus is mutter, and the classic example of a permissible Hishtamshus b'muksa is sitting on a rock. Yeah.
It talks about how
the
they were making stones.
Right.
People don't want to sit on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to sit on.
Right, so the Ritva there, and that's again Kuf Kafei, says that the reason you need a chana is only for tiltal and not for yeshiva. So you're right. So Pashem Shan Lagamar and Kuf Kafei is that you need a is that there's an issue yeshiva. That's what you need a chana for. But those Rishonim that learn, like the Ramban doesn't make that comment on Kuf Kafei, but the Ritva does. Those Rishonim that learn that there it's mutter to sit on a rock, we'll learn that that Gemara of Hachana for the rocks is only L'Tiltol and not L'Yeshiva. That's a good point, Chaim. So, Hagufa, that's the issue in how you learn that Gemara. Right. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out the Diyuk in Rashi on Kuf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara there says on Kuf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim HaNitalim B'Shabbos Shivrei Nitalim Imahen Lubavashi Osim Me'in Melacha. Right? So any kelim that are mutarim b'tiltol, you're allowed to be metalta l'sheve kelim as well, as long as they are usable for me'e malacha, and the machlokas, whether it's me'e malacha and rishona, or me'e any malacha. So the Gemara there says, Amr Rav Huna, Yehuda Amr Shmuel, machlokas shenishperu me'erev Shabbos, demar savra me'e malacha in me'e malacha cheres lo, demar savra filo me'e malacha cheres. Aval nishbu b'shabes tibei kol mutarin holu mechana al gabe avien mutar. Right, the machlokas is if the kelim are nishbu and erev Shabbos, the machlokas is do you need me'ein malach dan rishona or me'ein any malacha? But nishbu b'shabes, everyone agrees mutarin, because when Shabbos began there were mechanim aga of the original plate. Then the Gemara says most of us are dry masikin b'kelim ve'ein masikin b'shivei kelim. So you're allowed to light a fire with kelim and not with shivrei kelim. Says Rashi, Masikim b'kelim b'yantiv, sharei ru'uyin l'taltel v'yitneim l'socha or. So why is it that masikim b'kelim on Shabbos? Because they are ru'uyim l'tiltel, and therefore you can be metaltel them and put them in the fire. So the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tafkuf Aleph, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, is medayik from this Rashi. Rashi says what? Masikim b'kelim on yantiv, because what? They're ru'uyin l'tiltel. So it sounds like the only problem is tiltel. But if you were going to light the fire without having to be metaltel, that would be okay. So that's mashma, that there's no iser hana'a bi'ase muksa. The only problem that Rashi addresses is one of tiltel, but not one of hishtamshus, not one of hana'a. Tafkuf Aleph, Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. Vayin Rashi B'Shabbos Kuf Kaf Dalid Masik and Mashma Ksas the Kosha Eino Mezes Hamuksa B'Mkomo Avshem Alika B'Yadayim Les Lan Ba. So even if you're going to ignite it, you're going to light it, as long as you don't move it, that's okay. In the text of the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes that you're not allowed to be sarif it, even b'mkoma, and even if you're not going to be metaltel, based on a Magen Avraham, which is based on the Rashba, and the Daf Kaftes, that there is an Isser Hishtamshus. He says Rashi sounds like it's against the Rashba. The Rashba sounds like there's an Isser Shtamshus, says it's an Isser Shtamshus, so you wouldn't be able to presumably be Masik b'Shiva b'Kelim even if you're not Metaltel. And this Rashi in Kuf Kuf Dalid is Mashma that the only problem is Tiltel, not one of Hishtamshus. Here's a Shubas Beis HaLevi in Chela Galif Simeon Beis, in which he tries to get out of this Diyuk, and he says no, maybe the reason Rashi stresses Tiltel is for a situation where you can get out of the Hishtamshus problem by being Mevatel Isser. Although I saw the later Svarim, the Yefkin, the Beis HaLevi, if you're Mevatel the Isser, so then if you've gotten out of the Hishtamshus problem, you've presumably gotten out of the Tiltel problem also. Meaning if you've been Mevatel the Isser, and now you have a conglomerate which is viewed as Heter, so not only is that Mutter be Hishtamshus, it would be Mutter in Tiltel as well. So that's what I think in the Shalmei Yosef. So he, in the Shalmei Yosef, the Mereshes Moshe, one of the contemporary works, raises this question. Maybe it was in the pre Moshe. They all talk about this. One of them raises this question on the Beis HaLevi's suggestion. But as the Shalmei Yosef points out, in the Panovich Sefer, that it could be some part of the machlokas here between the Rishonim as to whether there is an Isser of Hana'a independent of the Isser Shamshus, whether it's Isser Shamshus B'chlal, that may depend on what do you view being the, or how do you view the paradigm of Achila? Meaning, if Hishtamshus is Usser because that's patterned after Achila, so is that only Hishtamshus which is Mechaser things, which is what the Ritva says, or is that possibly any Hishtamshus? Meaning, everyone should agree Even the Ritva that says that there's no Isser Shamshis does agree that if you have a Shamshis that is Mechas or something, that's going to be Usser. So it could be the Machlokas isn't so fundamental, isn't Isser Shamshis, no Isser Shamshis, but simply where do you draw the line between Hishtamshis and Hanah. Evan agrees that if you use something up, that's sufficiently analogous to Achila to Aser. The question is, even if you don't use it up, is that still analogous to Achila, and therefore we would Aser a more extensive interpretation of Hishtamshis.